Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.
Has there been a point in your journey where you felt like giving up?
Daily, you know, yeah. I mean, but very short-lived. Yeah. I had the curse of you just, I couldn't quit.
Now on to the show. On the show today, we have LHRP's very own Subra Bhattacharya and Virginia Credit Union's very own Lisa Weinstein. They are both here talking about how Virginia Credit Union's collections and lending departments have saved money year over year using LHRP's text messaging solution. Really, really cool stuff here from both Subra and Lisa. So I hope you check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we are talking, oh my gosh, text messaging, the advancement of it and how it can really help a credit union out. And we have a fine representative of Virginia Credit Union here, Lisa Weinstein. Lisa, how are you today? All the way from Virginia.
All the way from Virginia. Fantastic. Doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. And I love your backdrop too. Well done on that. So a nice little branding there. And then from LHRP, we have Subra Bhattacharya. Subra, how are you? How are you today?
I'm good, Mike. Glad to be here.
Good. Did I get your last name right? Because I was kind of stressing that a little bit. Bhattacharya.
It's 99% there. Yes.
99%.
Yeah, 99/1. Data. I'll give you a data point all the time.
Bhattacharya. The last name kind of rolls off your tongue, so I love the sound of it. So anyway, all right. Well, Subra and Lisa, thank you for being here today. We're talking about how Virginia Credit Union's collections and lending departments have saved money year over year using LHRP's text messaging solutions here. So Subra, so let's, before we dive into kind of some of the details here, tell us about LHRP's text messaging technology and how it helps credit unions. Just give us a quick foundation here before we move forward.
Absolutely. So to begin, LHRP actually right now at this point, LHRP is an AI-driven text, video, and chat-based platform that provides all the digital communication tools for our credit union partners to communicate with their members, mm-hmm. right? But if we just want to first, you know, dive into the text messaging part, so text messaging actually enables and helps our credit union partners such as VACU to, you know, communicate with their members, you know, through text messaging. So let's take the lending. I think you talked about lending and collections, right?
Oh, yeah.
So let's take lending. So in lending, you know, if what LHRP enables our credit union partners is to have the lending officers or loan officers, you know, contact their members through a text message and maybe collect a document rather than sending an email or sending a paper mail, right? So that makes things way faster, and it makes the life of the credit union staff much easier.
Oh,
loans
yeah.
move faster. Members are happy. Everything is nice and fine and dandy. In terms of collections, right? Collections, our credit union partners, what they do is they actually send their members like a pre-delinquent. They can send pre-delinquent messages like, hey, your loan is, you know, going to be delinquent. Do you want to make a payment? Here is a link to make a payment.
Okay.
You know? That helps them, you know, sometimes they forget, oh, I have to make a payment. So
right.
they can go and make a payment.
Right.
Sometimes for some reason they forget, or maybe they're falling behind. Instead of, you know, them getting a call, they get a nice friendly text message from their credit union,
yep.
you know, say, you know, I know you may be behind. So what can we do to help? And, you know, the member can engage in text. And that's much better than engaging in on a phone call, because a member is working, they're busy.
Right.
And the third one, you didn't, you know, I think we are talking about lending and collections, but another great use case that many of our credit union partners are using nowadays is to send one-to-many messages, like say informational messages. Hey, it has snowed down. All our branches are closed.
Yeah.
They can send all their members a text message saying branch A or B or C is closed because of snow.
Gotcha.
And the members, if you know, they don't want to make the drive in that bad weather, inclement weather, mm-hmm. and they know, okay, the branch is closed, but we are still open in text messaging. What can I do for you?
Oh, love
so that's
it.
An amazing way, you know, the members get you know, get the benefit of the text messaging.
Right, right. And there's, I'm sure there's tons of studies, I mean, that you guys probably have as well, that people really respond to text over probably over most anything out there. And there's almost a sense of urgency there. And Lisa, I see you nodding your head throughout Subra's response there. Like, okay, yeah, this stuff is really working. But I want to step back real quick here. So what was going on at Virginia Credit Union that kind of prompted you to look for a technology like this to help out your members?
So very similar to what he was actually talking about, our consumer lending team wanted to reach our members faster. So we wanted to be able to, you know, reduce our days to book for the lending. So what we did is the member receives a loan approval now, and we immediately send, like Subra was talking about, sending that blast campaign out to the members to say, congratulations, your loan's been approved. And would you like to proceed with the next steps? And then we kind of conduct it through that whole process. So so that's really what kind of got us started. And that solution was really to, you know, just get there faster, get there before the dealer got there. You know, we didn't want to lose the loans to the competitor or to the dealership.
Well, and plus, I mean, texting, obviously, I mean, this is the most obvious statement on planet Earth, but we all just really respond to text. I mean, this is a, you know, a very normal way of communicating now. And it's, and there's a sense of urgency about it as well. So what prompted you guys to go with Eltropy? What was the big decision there on why you went with Eltropy?
So as we were conducting our research and looking at the different vendors, Eltropy quickly rose to the top. And, you know, there's no wonder. Everyone knows Ashish and how great he is. He was prepared and just very responsive to our questions. And, you know, and the biggest thing, which is what I loved most, and I know our whole company loves it as well, is the integrations that Eltropy offers into our current systems that we have. And that seamless experience for the members, you know, and our teams, you know, so they don't have to keep jumping around to the different systems. It's right there in the system they're working in, and they can send the text.
Yeah. So it makes it, I mean, not only is it great for your members, but it's great for staff as well, right? So
absolutely.
Definitely a two-way street. So Subra, I mean, Lisa kind of touched on a little bit on how it works. I mean, the integration, the ease, and how it's all right there. Can you share with us on how it kind of, without getting too much into the weeds here, how does it work, and how did you guys work together to make it a success?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So integrations actually is one of the key pillars of the Eltropy text messaging platform. So integrations, compliance, and security. Mm-hmm. These are the three things that Eltropy platform is built on. So in terms of integrations, it's fairly simple, as in we don't want our credit union staff to spend a lot of time in Eltropy. So what would happen? A consumer lending person would like to spend time going through loans in their own system. So Eltropy comes in, gets integrated, and they can launch Eltropy from their system, do their, you know, thing with the text messaging, maybe collecting a document, come back to the system and go, you know, go on with their life, you know, going to the next loan, trying to close the loans as fast as
possible. Right.
So that's the integrations part. But overall with VACQ, the way when we started, I believe we started, and Lisa, keep me honest here, I believe we started with the lending use case, lending and collections use case.
That's correct. And I,
you know, there is a lot of data. We talk to a team in VACQ regularly. So there's a lot of great data that Lisa can share with you. But right now, what we are looking to do here, we are looking to expand into more of an omni-channel offering that I referred to earlier, you know, in our discussion, is that we want to be offering, you know, we are working with Lisa and team to enable secure chat. So text, if you think about it, it's inherently, it's not secure. If I send you a text, Mike, it's not secure. Somebody can intercept. We don't want to send personal information, right? Secure chat solves that problem. So there, Lisa team, you know, Lisa's team or the team at VACQ can contact a member and collect some personal or information through a secure web-based chat mechanism. So that's what, that's our kind of the strategy that we had. So we will provide not only text, but an omni-channel solutions. So secure chat is one. Mm-hmm. The second one we are trying to implement or going to implement is called something called co-browsing. Co-browsing is something like, suppose Mike, you are a member and I am a staff and I you are having trouble navigating to your, you know, what do I click? What do I do on a phone? And I have no idea what's going on. So you can share your screen with me as a staff.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And I can actually point saying, do you see this here? I can annotate. And you know, it's and only that screen only, right? We don't want to look at all the other screens. So those are the things that we are trying to, you know, implement and sort of expand our offerings. And there are many other departments that me, I am working with Lisa at VACU to, you know, onboard and so that they can also realize and enjoy the benefits of, you know, this communication channel that we provide.
Yeah, Lisa, I mean, and how efficient is this? I mean, gosh, I mean, it's just speed. What's the correct sped speed? It's speeded. It's speed. It's quickening things. How about that? Tremendously, I would think, right? So, and
absolutely.
And, yeah, I want to get your feedback on that and just and maybe any anecdotes or maybe even some results type information that you guys can share as well since using Eltrabee solutions here.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's definitely way faster. We know that members read their text messages before they'll pick up a phone. You know I will. We're all there. So I don't have 2022 results yet. We're still working on those. But I do have 2021. Sure. And as we talked about earlier, the first use case was to reduce the days to book. So closing loans faster. And so the goal was to reduce it by 5%. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to go, we used 2019 results because obviously 2020 was pandemic year.
Interesting year, yes.
Yeah, and very interesting. So we had a 2.35 days to book in 2019. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to reduce that by 5%. We actually exceeded that. We only used two reps for the texting solution in 2021, and we were able to reduce it down to 1.97 days to book. Yes, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
And to present the whole picture, the whole entire team, it really helped drive the results, our days to book way down. So I loved that it did it, even just using two people. I can't imagine that if we'd put the full team on there.
Right.
You know, we were just testing it at that point. And then for the lending, we had a record-breaking collection year. Now, while I can't say it's 100% Eltrabee, I want to say it's 100%, but, you know, I can't attribute that because we use other tools and such. However, I can say that we collected, like, our best year ever. And it was because, like Shubhra talked about a while ago, sending out those campaign messages about delinquent payment reminders, we immediately started doing that. We were already sending it by email, but then we decided, well, let's try the text.
Yeah,
and we put the links in there to offer for them to make their payment online and such. And it obviously really helped, you know. So we were able, like I said, to collect way more than we would have ever imagined. Like in our history, best year ever collecting that.
And when you make it that easy, oh my gosh. Yeah, because I did that for the first time with our cell phone bill. And in the text, they said, all you got to do is press whatever word it was or whatever, and boom, it's paid. And I did it. And oh my, I was like, okay, this is too good to be true. Somebody just stole all my money. What's going on here? You know, but then I went into my account and saw it there and it worked. I mean, and it was all done via a text. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that is so easy. I'm doing that every single time now. So yeah, so I get what you're saying about how easy it is, how efficient it is, and how responsive it is. And then the numbers that you just shared just tell the whole story, right? So it's, exactly. And it's probably going to be even better in 2022, I'm imagining. So,
oh yes, I can't wait to see what they are. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, like for collections, I mean, $48 million, you know, I mean, that we collected. I mean, just in and even in recovered principal dollars on the recovery side, it was $9.9 million in principal recoveries. I mean, it was just fantastic year.
Well, that just adds value to your credit union as well, letting your members know, hey, you know, we're watching out for you. We're looking out for you. And hey, by the way, this is going to be coming due and that type of. So I think, you know, your members got to be doing backflips as well, saying, hey, you know what? These guys are really looking out for me, you know, keeping me from getting into trouble.
Exactly. And always think about it, you know, a lot of people, I mean, who wants to be in collections anyway?
Nobody.
And picking up the phone, that's embarrassing and things like that. And the text is not. It's non-confrontational. Yeah. It's, hey, you know, make your payment. You're late. And so to me, that it's not that intrusive. It is. We're reminding you, but we're not. You know, coming to get you type thing.
Exactly. So. Yeah. I think intrusive is the key word there for sure.
Exactly.
And having said all that, Lisa, what are the goals that you guys have using this technology at your credit union? It sounds like you exceeded the numbers part of the goal, but are there other items on the list as well that you guys want to achieve?
Oh, yes. You know, my big thing from the beginning is to meet the members where they are, you know, so by offering the digital communication tools, the chat, the video, the secure text, co-browse, all of it, so that we can meet the members in their preferred digital communication channel. I mean, that's really what it's all about, right? Is meeting the members where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely.
And
the great features that go with it. I'm sorry. The great features that are offered helps make it easy.
Oh, completely. And Subra, I'm down there. I'm looking at you. You're smiling the whole time. And this must give you a good feeling like, gosh, you know, this technology, obviously it works. But to see a story like this really come to fruition, that must make you a bit proud, I would think, right? So just say, hey, you know what? This stuff is really working and it's really providing some true value, not only to the credit union, but to the member as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, whenever I hear a story like that, I can relate myself as being on the other side. Like I was actually looking for a, you know, mortgage refinance in the great era of low rates. If you remember, like long time ago. And I sort of talked to many people and I got a great rate and I put in all my, you know, documents and I was like, it's like a black hole. I didn't hear anything back for 3 weeks, 4 weeks. And I was kind of panicking, like, did I get it? Did I not get it? What is happening? Rates are increasing. But then I actually text my mortgage broker, say, hey, is it everything good? What's up?
Right.
And he said, wait, we are waiting for a document. And I said, what document? And he's like, no, we sent you an email 2 weeks ago.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, okay, so let me go back to my Gmail, like personal email. And obviously I have, 10,000 plus unread email.
Who doesn't?
And I had to hunt down that email, submit the document. And then the loan proceeded. I mean, finally managed to get the rate that I wanted. But when I see this, this works for me as a member, you know. I mean, one of the integrations and many of our integrations, we offer something called a pizza tracker. So we call it pizza tracker is if you can track your pizza, like it's in the oven, it's with the courier, you should be able to track your loan as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a loan pizza tracker. If the loan pizza tracker was with my financial institutions that time, my pulse rates and everything would have been a little more normal that time, you know. I would have been feeling much better. So yes. It absolutely works for me. Yes.
That those personal stories are really what drives a lot of this stuff, you know. We want to avoid some of those black holes that you're talking about, Subra, for sure. So just to kind of round things out, how are you guys working together? What's next for you guys? What's next for the two organizations, Subra? What are you guys working on next to even make this even better in 2023?
I'm glad you asked the question, Mike. Yes. So Eltropy, like I shared, we started off as a text messaging, right? But we are continuously evolving. So last year, we actually acquired two companies. One is Papayo, right? And the second one is MarsView to bolster our AI-based offerings, AI-driven offerings. So right, we are actually starting to offer to many of our customers something called Intelligent Virtual Assistant, IVA, based solutions, and also conversational intelligence. So it's all, you know, we are adding lots of AI capabilities in our platform. And Lisa and the team at VACU are one of our top partners to, you know, get this rolling. So we are in constant conversation with Lisa and team to what's next, what do we do? Because, you know, the team sees the value and we are working with them to first get into, you know, offer more of an AI-driven capability for the team And also for the members, you know, for everything is for the benefit of the members.
Ah, very exciting. Oh my gosh, 2023 is going to be an exciting year for both of you guys. So yeah, Lisa, your eyes just lit up. So yes, because the AI stuff is just going to get, I mean, when you first start out using it, it's just going to get smarter and smarter and better as you go on over time. So yeah, this is really going to be exciting. So, okay, let's book that for another interview, maybe later in 2023 when you guys get that rolling too. That's going to be a lot of fun to talk about too. So, all right, guys, so I know you guys have jobs to do. I don't want to keep you too much longer, but anything else to add, Lisa, any final thoughts here on our conversation today?
No, I just look forward to partnering with Eltropy on what's next. They've been a fantastic partner, built some great relationships, met some amazing people like Shubra, and there are others. Just met Steve recently, and I'm just looking forward to it.
Right on, right on. Shubra, any final thoughts here, sir?
Similar to what Lisa said, love working with the team at VACU. They are one of our most trusted and most loved partners. And I have one goal this year is to make a physical and a visit to, you know, VACU and meet Lisa and the team in person. And I'm working on it, but yes, that will happen.
Let's make that happen for you guys. Yeah. Yeah. It's a long overdue, it sounds like. All right, guys, I'm going to let you get back to work. Thank you so much for this story today. It really shows you the power of collaboration and working together and what it can do for not only Eltropy and not only the, your credit union, but the members as well. They're the ultimate beneficiaries here. So it sounds like this is a story there, that really defines that for sure. So, all right, guys, thank you so much again. Appreciate it. And look forward to the next chat and later in 2023, when we get that AI part of it going. So good stuff. Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. You are.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.
Has there been a point in your journey where you felt like giving up?
Daily, you know, yeah. I mean, but very short-lived. Yeah. I had the curse of you just I couldn't quit.